put out a flag.
This is something you didn't think about when you were telling the story. You never thought that the prayer of the stomach will be accepted. Because you're talking about this fellow only, right? Like you're thinking about yourself. And when you're thinking about yourself, you think you're one. Are you? Are you one person? Look at that fellow. Is she one? She's the wife of someone. She's the daughter of someone. She's the mother of someone. And these are different parts of her. And in each one, she could improve. This is what it is. Personality is something that we build. How did you build your personality? With all your deeds. With our deeds, we make it happen. Our tomorrow is made today, but what I do, honestly, really, deep down in me, because I'm not talking about my apartment tomorrow. My apartment tomorrow could be ruined by somebody like Peter. And that's not my responsibility. Inside me, I should remember always that I'm not just living, I'm building myself, I'm making myself someone. That's why if I became good, I could be proud of. If somebody else is making me, okay, somebody is making me good or bad, could I be proud of that? Or? But I'm making me. Yes, that child abuse is there, a very good excuse. But imagine me sitting down here being nasty and blaming my father? Or my father's father? Or the race? These are not it. What you do will make your personality. That's why I insisted over there that personality. Personally, we make our personality. Yes, with the influence and possibilities of the environment. But the point is, what I do inside. How do I look here? So here he will say, when a part of this fellow was praying, God answered that one. Why? Because that was the honest part. And of course God has side. God has side with goodness. It's as simple as that, isn't it? So, yes, the honest part of it, we are being treated here, down this mustache, we are hungry. So, yes, the prayer was accepted. How? Rumi will explain it. Yes.
God has said, though thou be a profligate and idolater, I will answer when thou callest me.
That is a point which nobody talks about. Especially in all the religious foundations, they will tell you that God will listen to you when you're clean. If I'm clean, I don't need God, excuse me. First of all, I need him to help the part that I cannot do. Here is a God. Again, God is talking. This God will talk a lot in the future. Talking, I would say, no matter what you are, when you call, I will answer. And this is hap. Because whenever you tend toward hap, you will receive the gift. But it needs just one simple thing. Honestly. And that's not an easy stuff for a permanent cheater from Big Bang up to here. Because that's what our story goes. The animal is like that. To honestly call the beauty, beauty will answer. Yes?
Do thou cleave fast unto prayer and ever cry out. In the end it will deliver thee from the hands of the bull. When the belly committed itself to God, the cat came and carried off the skin of that sheep's tail.
Atzibuk means what? Means the solution is not in the hand of this pretender. Only an honest part will pray, then it will happen magically. A cat will come and will grab the greasy stuff and goodbye. Yeah?
They ran after the cat. She fled. The child, from fear of his scolding, changed colour. The little child came into the company and took away the prestige of the boastful man. It said, "The sheep's tail, with which every morning you greased your lips and moustaches, the cat came and suddenly snatched it away. I ran hard, but the effort was of no use." Those who were present laughed from astonishment.
See what happened? The stomach tried to go on. The cat stole that piece, and the child of a few came and said, "Do you remember the other time you do this? The cat got it. We couldn't get it back." And one word was over there that, I don't know if it is good, important or not. He talked about took away the prestige. That prestige is in Persian. And it's a funny word, actually. It is a combination of two words. First word is face, ru. The other word is ab, water. Water of the ru means water of the face. This is prestige, because when I look at your face, what I want to see? Knowledge, water, remember? That essence, the water which is the source of life. Remember, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَعُوْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَيْءٍ. God will say that, I made it so that everything should be alive with water. We interpret that water not to this filthy water, to the ocean of knowledge. So, your prestige is the level of knowledge and understanding they see in your face, somehow. But the story arrived to the conclusion. What's happening? Logically thinking, something bad happened. The cat grabbed the grease. But in reality, what happened? Everybody laughed. But that was the beginning. Then they started to have pity. They realized that the fellow is hungry, so they fed him, yes?
Those who were present laughed from astonishment, and their feelings of pity began to be moved again. They invited him and kept him full fed. They sowed the seed of pity in his soil. When he had tasted honesty from the noble, he, without arrogance, became devoted to honesty.
Oh, sorry again, the word. The word is not tasted honesty doesn't do, really. Because the word is not taste. Is what? Is emotional attachment to something, being in a mood of something. Yes, the taste is there, but zouk is more than taste. Even passion is zouk. Is more than passion. Zouk is the motivation that you have to do something. All of that.
Impetus?
Yeah?
Impetus?
Even empathy, yes.
Impetus?
No.
No.
No, I don't connect them like that. But All of that is that comes to that taste again. Do you remember I said that honestly, there is a taste you acquire? Here, we say, when he grabbed that one, he talks about the taste, he was talks about attraction and all of that, but all of that is that taste. Simple.
Very quickly.
Pardon me?
I have to think about it very quickly to be refinement of. The refinement of appreciation. There is an appreciation and refinement.
That as well, yes. It's even more than that.
I know,
it's so amazing that even she will dig and will find more, because this is how that language is. In that language, you're not talking, you're not pointing to something. You are bringing representative of a group of stuff, which are, one of the trickiest stuff is, which are not negative or positive. They're both. So every Arabic word could be used in a positive way or negative way. It's like that. And Rumi loved it for that. So he played with it. And he knows that by bringing it in Persian, you will add to it, because there are some meanings that the Persian added to this. Not for the love of Arabic, for the hate of Arabic. They hated it, they changed it. Yes? They. This is 1,000 years ago. This is not we. But they did it, yes. You know when the Iranians, they see something really in ruin. How do you say this is ruined? They would say, kun fayakun. Honest? Ask them. Kun fayakun for them is ruin. This is be there for it was. Remember, the spell of creation. God created everything with this. The fellas, they lost the war. That's how it happens. Yes?
How the jackal, which had fallen into the dire snare, pretended to be a peacock.
Yep.
That parti-coloured jackal came secretly and said, at the lobe of the rebuker's ear, "Prithee, look at me and at my colour. Truly the idolater possesses no idol like me. Like the flower garden, I have become many-hued and lovely. Bow in homage to me. Do not withdraw from me." Behold,
he never explains why should somebody bow to the other one if the other one is more colorful. One could ask, okay, you're more colorful, why should I bow to you? More color is better? Ha! Remember that? There was a stupid fellow who was saying more is better. This one. The animal logic, more is better. We know that more is not necessarily better, especially when it comes to taste. Right? Let's say there is a beverage you like, and you don't like it in small glasses. More is better. How about a swimming pool full of that one? Is it better? More is not better, has nothing to do with better, because better is a quality, not a quantity. This is the trick here. First of all, you say, and you see that the jackal is honest, because he's so stupid that he believed in this. That's enough. Here we say, okay, look at me, I have more color than you. So what? Yes?
Like the flower garden, I have become many-hued and lovely. Bow in homage to me. Do not withdraw from me. Behold my glory and splendor and sheen and radiance and color. Call me the pride of the world and the pillar of the religion. I have become the theater of the divine grace. I have become the tablet on which the divine majesty